Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You may or you may not agree with things that are said, but if you do keep that open mind, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And that's a trap that all of us fall into from time to time, and that is the trap of the ego, folks. And what this program is about is helping you try to find your way to a spiritual life so that you will not fall victim or prey to the ego. And tonight I have a spiritual master by the name of Jean Gerson Greer, who has been channeling and healing since her birth. She was born in New York City, and her training is through her life experiences. She has studied with many masters encompassing a wide variety of modalities. Her widely read articles in Sedona, Journal of Emergence, from 1995 to 2000, were lauded by the worldwide readership. The Lamplighter, the first group named in her early writings, coalesced into Mind Lucius, Io, and Company. Some of these beings from this group, incorporated from Source God and the Christ, include the archangelic forces, the Shining, all that is, the sun behind the sun, the ancients, Sai Baba, the builders of form, and entities from the below world who work directly with Earth and everything thereon and therein. Many of these entities blend their voices together as well as speak separately in her writings. Jean was a teacher in the New York City schools, and she also is an actor and active member of the major theatrical unions. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome back my return guest, Jean Gerson Greer. And Jean, how are you doing at this moment in time?
I am honored to be here again. What a pleasure. Well, and thank you for the lovely intro.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. And, of course, you know, that's kind of an inside joke that she was laughing at, because it's all about being present to the moment. And I asked her earlier when she called in how she was, and of course she was wonderful then as she is now. And I think it's important for all of us to stay in touch. That way we can stay in touch with our feelings. We can stay in touch with life, the delicious experiences it's unfolding. And hopefully it will remain delicious as long as we stay in a place of gratitude and look for those things that uplift us instead of take us down. It's all about people, places, and things, folks. And you create your own reality. What do you think about that, Jean?
Well, I think you're about 99.99% right on. How's that?
That's pretty good. I'll tell you, that sounds like I'd be summa cum laude and then some. So I'll take it. I don't think that there's a human being on this earth that could profess to be 100% accurate, with the exception of those that have been totally illuminated. And hopefully we'll have some walking this planet, if we don't already, in our lifetimes.
Oh, we have many. We have many, including you and anyone who does these shows. You are all illuminated in one way or another, otherwise you wouldn't be doing these shows. And then the callers also. because you are all in the now, which is the most important thing in the entire world, to be in the present. You cannot be in the past, and you cannot be in the future. Only in the now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. You've heard it from me, you've heard it from Jean. And that is the gift. The present moment is your present to yourself when you stay in the now, remain aware, and stay open and willing to go to any length to experience your joy, which is your birthright. And we do have some callers on the line. How would you like to proceed, Jean? Would you like to take a call?
Certainly.
Okay, the first caller is Kimberly. She's calling from Georgia. Kimberly, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Miss Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just calling because I was looking at your bio, and kind of similar to yours, I've been teaching for 12 years, but it's never been my passion, but I do it. And I just want to know creatively, how can I transition out of teaching or to do something else?
Well, you're teaching where?
Oh, I'm teaching public school.
You need to. You need the money.
Right.
And the kids need you. So let's start there.
Okay.
When I taught, I'll tell you a very funny story. I was also taking acting classes with the great, may she rest in peace, Uta Hagen.
She
had me do St. Joan. And I had a lovely, they usually gave me the rough kids because I taught in East Harlem. But with inside of a few weeks, they all settled down. And this was a fifth grade class. And I will never forget Luz Echeverria. We were having quiet time, and we had those ice cream sticks, you know, for art.
Mm-hmm.
And playing St. Joan, I needed a crucifix. So I stapled two of them together, and I took a brown magic marker and started to color it brown. And Luce was sitting pretty close to me because she was a very difficult young lady. And someone in the back of the room said something or other, and she said, "Shh, Miss Gerson's making a cross. Keep quiet." So you know the kids need you. And I had to, of course, explain to them why, and they wanted to know who St. Joan was and what was acting. I said, "You watch television, don't you? I've assigned you a lot of television." That was one way back when I was so lucky I could get the kids reading on grade level, because they had a lot of nature programs on from 7 to 8 here in the city. And that was assigned homework, which made the kids then run to the library to find out more about lions, tigers, bears, oh my. And it was terrific when I explained that I was acting the way the other people do on television. "Oh, you can do that too? Of course. There isn't anything you can't do. And you can do it all at the same time." I am sure you have a family, and you have to care for them when you come home, but you find time to do all your healing work, all your teaching work. It's all one and the same with everybody you meet. When you go to church and you speak in church, you are sending out your healing. And my pendulum is telling me that you have a great deal of power. And you're beginning to learn how to use it in your sleep state, which is wonderful. So let go, Kimberly. Let it just take its natural course. But don't push it.
Okay.
And any time that you do have, there are so many people on the internet who are teaching now. And a lot of the programs begin late afternoon, early evening. If something interests you, tune into it. If it doesn't, click off. And you can always sign up. I post daily on my web, on my Facebook page. And that's one thing you should start for yourself if you don't already have it, a Facebook page. So people can find you and you can find them and the different groups that you could join. And you can find me under Jean Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N hyphen Greer, G-R-E-E-R. And my website is www.jeangersongreer.com. Feel free to sign up for that. You get a free meditation gift, and you can read all the monthly blogs. One just went out yesterday for the month of July. And it's very important for you to, right now, keep abreast of what's happening because, and for the other people listening, things are changing. We are changing. If you feel absolutely exhausted, accept it. Because we are being hit by new vibrations daily. And it's nonstop. Today is the full moon conjunction with Venus and Jupiter. And it's a wonderful combination. It's a time of new beginnings, of learning, of absorbing. But a lot of people I spoke to today said, my God, it knocked me flat in the chair and I couldn't get up. And I felt nauseous and I felt dizzy and I didn't know what to do. You figure out what to do. You anchor yourself into Earth. And we will be doing a process shortly to do this. Now, what other questions do you have for me? Because I'm being told you do.
the other question that I have is actually about when am I going to meet someone romantically?
You and me both. And David can tell you he has just recently married the love of his life. I am single again, and it's A-OK, but I'm always looking. And the old-fashioned way was to make a shopping list. Put down all the characteristics you're looking for. The new way is to simply put it out there. I want a partner in my life. Let go, let God and the angelic forces take it from there. Don't keep holding it close to you. You've got to release it. If you hold it close to you, it's like you're not taking a bath. You're not getting rid of the old skin cells. Just let it go. Okay? Does that help you?
Yes.
And don't forget to go out and have fun. You can do everything.
Okay.
When you get tired, and I know what it's like teaching, we were on the fifth floor of a very old building, and there were three classrooms, and one teacher's room, bathroom, and then just a regular teacher's room where we could eat. There was one guy and two ladies. And we would take turns running into the bathroom, taking a deep breath, long and slowly, and letting it out, and recentering ourselves, and then go back into the classroom with renewed energy. That's all it takes. Next question.
I'm thinking about writing a book.
Good girl. Stop thinking and start doing.
There you
when
go.
When I started with my books, I carried around a little notepad and a pencil or a pen, and I'd pull it out even on public transportation as I got an idea, and I'd write it down. And as the little notebook became full, so did the book develop.
Okay.
How many kids do I hear in the background?
Just one. I just have a son.
How old?
17.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
A teenager.
Yes.
Is he giving you difficulties?
I wouldn't say difficulties. I just wish he was more motivated.
He will be. The teenage, from birth to age 4, is one growth period for the brain.
Okay.
And the frontal cortex and all that stuff. The next big spurt, the teenage years, and so many kids, especially boy kids, excuse me, slide back. Allow it. Leave a few books around for him or things he's interested in besides Xbox and playing with his friends. Let your guidance come out with suggestions for him, and they will.
Okay.
You can ask for help. We all have the help now that we've never had before, and all you have to do is ask. It was written in the Bible, ask and ye shall receive. But there was a heavy blanket which was called the veil, which covered this planet. It ain't there no more, kid. It's gone. So
mm-hmm.
you have the right to ask. But you won't get any help unless you do ask.
Right. Right.
Anything else, Kimberly?
No, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Alan Hahn.
Thank you.
Stay around for the process if you can. Maybe
okay.
we should do it now because I think she has stuff to do and to prepare for tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, well, let's do it. And then we've got some other people on the line. And they're calling, the calls are dribbling in, and we will get to everybody that's on the line, so have no fear. Kimberly, I'm just going to mute your microphone, so
okay.
if you have anything else you want to say to Jean, here's your golden moment.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to thank her, and I'm just happy that I got to talk to her, because I love Uta Hagen, too. I took acting classes. Actually, I love to act, too. I just haven't done it in a while.
Well, you will. You know, there's a lot of community theater. Go to it. That's where you'll meet people. That's how you start networking your own special gift.
Okay.
And it's been a pleasure talking
thank
with you.
More power to you, my
thank
dear.
You.
And thank you for calling so much.
Thank you.
You take good care. God bless. Okay, Jean.
I'm going to
turn it over to you. Yep.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I want you all to take a nice, deep breath, but the kind of breath where you push your belly out. And then as you exhale, you whoosh the air out. Please do this two more times. Good. This is a relaxation technique. Now, because of all the new vibrations, we are going to do something quite different. I want you all to think that inside of you is a tree. And the roots of the tree gently go down your legs into the crystalline portion of our beloved new and old planet called Earth. Pick up those crystalline vibrations and let them come up the roots, through the tree trunk. And as it reaches your chest, you start to see green leaves that sprout and grow through your arms, your neck, and your head. And then the leaves grow through your head, up all the way to Source God. And you are suddenly being filled with a liquid golden light down through the leaves and the branches of this tree. This light washes over every cell in your body and over the tree. It touches all of your energy points called chakras. It spins them in the right direction. It cleans them out. It renews them and you. The leaves that went through your head went up to the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th chakras. The ones far above your head that allow you, give you the opportunity to connect with your belief system. You can call it God, Source, all energy, or the teaspoon that stirs your coffee or tea. It makes no, never mind. It is. Now, on the outside of your being, imagine yourself in the purest, whitest light, and that this light is going in through the pores of your skin, which is the largest organ in your body. And now, someone else agrees, I hear. Surrounding this white light, we will put the color of a coconut shell. to protect you, to hold you, to encase you in all of this newness that is happening to you, so that your bodies become attuned to all the new energies, including those from the sunspots, which have caused changes in weather patterns. All this is occurring, my beloved ones, because Earth is changing from the old Earth into a new Earth. It happens daily now due to these vibrations. The changes are not only here on Earth, but in every single universe. And it is blessed and wonderful. You are all doing very well. And another gift is being given to you through the top of your head, through the leaves that went all the way up. They are now being bathed in a violet color as well. And this liquid violet light is gently coming into your being. Violet is the color of Saint Germain, and violet is also the color of Source. It is a combination of the pink, which is the feminine, and the blue, which is the masculine, and they are now blending one into the other. As you are blending with the light, it is so. Now gently return to the environment in which you live. When you feel the time is right, open your eyes, shake out your hands, stand up, shake out your feet. If you need to stand up and shake your body, do so. You are changed. It is so, and it is written. This has just been given to you by Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. We do not always announce our presence, but in this instance, we are. Our peace and our love we give to you. Call on us. Ask us at any time for assistance. Kimberly, get to work.
Kimberly, thank you for calling, my dear. Even though we can't hear you at present, we do have some other callers. Just for their benefit, Jean, would you tell them what you can do to assist them in their own journeys? What gifts that you bring to the table?
They have the gifts.
We all have.
That's right, but your job and mine, David, are to lead them, to allow them to find the gifts within themselves. Just as Kimberly knows what she can do, so these other people on the phone know what they can do. The spark is now there within them.
Well, let's move on to one of these sparking embers. We have we have Amber on the line. I'm going to go to Amber first, and then her mother, Robin, is also on the same line. So I'm trying to bring them live. There we go. Amber, are you there?
Amber? I heard a click. Make sure you unmute yourself.
It's not Amber. It's Robin. Amber has a lead.
Oh, hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Hon, do you talk anything on the past for dead ones or just the future?
You create your future.
Yeah, my future's not so hot. So.
What is your question?
Well, I really wanted to know about loved ones I've lost, but if you don't do that...
That's very easy.
Because it is a very special day to me.
Okay. Call that loved one to you. Feel that one's vibration surrounding you. There is someone holding you. Know that that person, this one that you love so much, is with you all the time. All you have to do is ask that one to be with you.
Does that make sure he's okay?
Fine. When we pass over, if the passing was untoward due to an accident.
He knew it was coming. He told
right.
me he wouldn't live.
Right. But I have to preface this for other people too. Then the soul part of the individual goes to a beautiful infirmary, hospital-type place with his or her angelic forces with him and slowly is awakened. If the person knows he or she is passing, they do so...
He knew it since he was 18.
Oh, my goodness.
He said his father told him when he was 18 years old that he wouldn't live past 52.
Well, sometimes that's genetic. Sometimes it's a thought that's implanted. Sometimes the father was being very psychic. But he is fine. And he has created his own place. And when it is your time to pass, he will be right there for you and with you. He has never, ever, ever left you.
Even for an adopted child?
Right.
Because I wasn't really his, I was adopted?
It makes no difference. You were adopted by that family for a reason.
So they'll both be there for me.
That is correct. It's just like when a person goes to the ASPCA or the pound to adopt an abused or an abandoned animal. You're drawn to that creature, to that angelic force. And you're drawn for a reason. It's called love. And you have known each other before in a variety of ways, just as you and he have known each other before in past lives. But we want you to stay in the present life, for you have much to give and much to teach. And this beloved one will always be with you. my pendulum is almost swinging off of its cord here.
Me and my father were very close.
Mm-hmm. That's because you knew one another, oh gosh, many, many, many times before. But don't dwell on that. Dwell on the now, and that he is close with you all the time. When I get up in the morning sometimes, I look in the mirror. I don't care if my hair's standing up on end or what. And the first thing I say is, I love me. And then I look again, and there's my father's face, and I do not look like my father. So I know he's standing there saying, that's a girl.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
You made me feel so good. Because I never knew about adopted children, and they meet up with their loved ones again.
Oh, sure. Sure. We meet up with our loved ones all the time. You know, when you're in the market and you suddenly see someone and you smile at that person and they smile back?
Uh-huh.
That's what used to be called passing like ships in the night. You don't need to contact them and say, hello, how are you? Just know that you knew them from some point in time. Somewhere along the line in the multitudinous lives we've led.
We passed in the future, in the past.
Yeah, but now we're in the present.
And I think
David?
I was just going to say the one thing to keep in mind, we certainly reincarnate with loved ones from other lives, especially those lives where they've had significant connections to us over and over and over. But, you know, blood is not necessarily thicker than water. And for many of us, we create families, not from our families of origin, but from the people that we attract into our inner circle, people that we share love with. And those can be new friends, and they can become our family.
Right.
So,
well, me and my dad always joked, though, Dave, that I was made to order because my mother was 9 months pregnant when he ran into her and he said that he wanted a little girl with brown hair and blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
I was made to order.
You were, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And I had his eye color.
Fantastic.
So,
well, Robin,
we always joke about that.
Tonight.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everything you've told me.
A pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Jean. And we're going to move on to area code 509. I'm sorry I don't have names of these next few callers. I'm bringing you live. Just hang on a minute. There we go. Area code 509. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you tonight?
I'm good today. Or every day, too.
That's girl. Yes. Say hello to Jean.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
How can we help you? What question do you have?
Well, thank you for having me today. My question, though, was about romance. If you see or pick up anyone, even though I don't have a boyfriend, I'm still, like, doing things for myself and, like, my weekends are still good. I don't let them, like, get ruined, you know? And then I also work a lot, but I get off early. So, yeah. I love my job a lot, too.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. Just be careful of office romances, someone is saying.
Oh.
But they can work out, too.
Yeah.
As I said with Kimberly, go out, have fun, put the thought out, I want to meet someone who's wonderful, who is nice
mm-hmm.
and kind. and gentle and let that thought go. If anybody, when you're out, starts to give you a hard time or a line you don't like, pick your body up, girlfriend, and leave. That's not the right kind of person for you.
Yeah.
But it is up to you to put out the thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then there isn't anyone? Is that what you're saying?
I would say that within 3 to 6 months, you will find someone. I'm asking if this is correct. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The pendulum is saying yes, but you have to do the planning and the asking for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I'll
of
work
course,
on that.
Yeah, and of course, the usual cautions. You're a very attractive young woman, and you want to make sure that you're safe at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's crazy people out there.
Yes, and
that becomes stalkers.
Yeah. And there, the people who are crazy are becoming even slightly more crazy because of all these frequencies hitting them. All these changes.
Yeah.
Trust your instinct.
Yeah, I just call security. I'm just like, I need to get out of here. And I leave.
You need to get out of where?
Just like crazy people. Like this one time, this one guy came up to me at Walmart, and then it just ended there. But then the next day, somehow he showed up at Best Buy, and I just happened to make a payment that day. And then, like, he was just crazy. And then this other time, like, this one driver, I think it was, he was just, like, he wasn't racing, but he was, like, really, really close to my car. And then I would step it up. And then, like, I have a really fast sports car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a minivan. But he would try to catch me up. And, yeah, it was just, like, experiences like that.
All right, I'm going to give you a color.
Mm-hmm.
Indigo blue.
Mm-hmm.
Deep blue.
Okay.
Surround yourself in that color when you are going into situations like Walmart or Best Buy or driving or in
mm-hmm.
the market.
Okay.
No one will be able to penetrate that vibration. That is your protection.
Okay. Nice.
You know, you smile and you giggle deliciously. Don't.
Oh. You made it sound like a dessert or something.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. They want you for dessert before dinner.
Oh.
Stay away from those types. Just surround yourself in the indigo blue.
Okay.
And you are protected.
Okay.
Call on your angelic forces to protect you. Ask and ye shall receive.
Okay.
And my eyes are staring in such a way, it is like a parent looking at the bad, misbehaving children. And
uh-huh.
The feeling is, how dare you do that to my daughter? That is your protection.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Anytime.
You, Erica.
Bye.
God bless.
Uh-huh. Thanks. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. We're moving on to area code 917. You're live on the air. Who am I speaking with, please?
That's his cell phone.
I'm sorry. I just meant to listen. I apologize for pressing that.
Oh, no problem. No
Come
problem.
On. Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a listener, and I'm enjoying listening.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Thank
you
very much for calling in.
Thank
Have you. A good night.
Keep listening.
Okay. Area code 48 are live on the air. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Say
exactly.
Hello to Jean.
Hi, Michael.
Jean, it's a pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What's doing, kid?
Well, a question in regards to basically long story short, friends of mine are moving, and the reason the job or so forth that they're moving for, they are very well connected in my previous career, and I was wondering if this is kind of a reconnection after a break of about a year to 18 months that gets me back into my previous career.
Do you want to be back in your previous career?
It's your choice. If these people can do what I possibly think they can do, I would absolutely love it, because it's a rough business, but if you can get backing by a reliable source, then because I ran my business in a world full of sharks with integrity.
Got
and
it.
If I can have a legitimate source behind me, the sky's the limit.
It's the same thing that I told Erica and Kimberly. You want it, plan it.
Right.
See it. No. Let my friends here finish. See it fulfilled. See yourself back where you want to be. Now, what is your but?
Okay. Well, I guess what I was, because I haven't met with them yet, and my friends who will be working for them in a different facet, will set up at least a phone call to kind of see if there's synergy and if they're able to do what I was doing in the past. So I guess I was asking in regards to intuitively what you may pick up. In regards to, do they have that capability?
Yes, they have that capability.
Wonderful. Okay.
And so do you.
Yep.
It takes, I was going to ask you for a song, but I'm being given the song for you. It takes two to tango.
Wonderful.
Just remember that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Michael, thank you for calling.
All
right. You have a great Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jean, we have come to the end of our callers. I wondered if you have any other messages that you would like to deliver tonight. We still have people listening. And, of course, there will be the podcast where most people will tune in. So if there are any messages
There are always messages, David. And
okay,
this one is for you. This one is
Go ahead.
For you.
Okay.
For you and your beloved. You have changed your world. Someone is saying even before the Supreme Court.
That's something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. It's beautiful.
I know. It's all part of the new. And the love that you have for each other, which preceded years before you married, and became a unit together is what drives you to be the adventurer you are. And it drives him to be the adventurer he is with you. Now, for the people of Earth, you know your world is changing. Inside of 48 hours, one country has agreed to accept the political strains and striations I'm getting, so that its people do not starve. This is unique. It has only been 48 hours. This is how fast things are changing. All in Europe will recuperate from this near disaster, as will America, South America, and all the countries in Asia, and all the island republics. For everyone is affected. I have to tell you that the storm systems will continue. We know there is destruction. We know there are people passing, but know also it was their time. No matter how horrific it is, or was, more and more will pass. You also have new species developing slowly but surely, and those who have left the planet or have very few of their kind left will regenerate and return with the new earth. And I have a cherub sitting here saying, but no killer bees, no killer bees. No, no killer bees.
Oh, somebody
yes,
else agreed.
You will be here to see this. That is what that one said. And I'm told, I'm sorry, everyone, to respond in like, ruff! Thank you for allowing me to speak in that one's language.
Thank you. Well, she likes to put her two cents in. That is Remy.
Hello,
and
Remy.
Beloved's dog. She's sitting here. She knows her name, and she's wagging her tail. And she's one of my most devoted fans, and she's with me all the time. And Shadow cannot be present because he does not like me to talk on the telephone.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number
after
the beep. We
oh,
will return
we've got
your
a crossed
call.
Line.
That's very interesting. Well, Dean... I guess that this is our hour, and this is our moment, and I thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and somebody's going to get a very strange-sounding voicemail, and that's perfectly okay, because everything happens for a reason.
Definitely, and just to remind people, I am on Facebook as Jean Gerson-Greer. I have my own group. It's called It's Time. If you're a Facebook user and wish to join it, just ask me. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. And quickly, my website is www.jeangersongreer.com. And all my events are listed there, all the blogs, all my books, and I'm working on book 5.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Well, more power to you, too.
Oh, and to you and everything you guys do.
Thank you so much,
and my
Jean,
love and blessings to everyone.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for being with us for this hour.
My pleasure.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Thanks, Dave.